This is the FCB Podcast Network.
It's your man Jeff Brown, and we back on the microphone, back like we never left. And I'm just so happy I'm the host with the most, and you've tuned into another exciting episode of the Jeff Brown Show. And you know, I gotta introduce the family, got the lovely side of the show, always smiling, got the best teeth in the world, and tell the most funniest jokes in the world, none other than my co-host, Miss Coco Brown.
Hey, in the building. Hey now. Can you hear me?
I'm here. Yeah, we can hear you. We hear you. Yeah. I can hear you smiling with them pretty teeth.
I know. It ain't whatever. I'm about to get my bottoms done now. I'm going to have a whole $25,000 worth mouth. So,
damn, your bottoms?
Well, yeah, that's not, my whole mouth will be now worth $25,000.
Damn. Can we get some insurance on it?
It's already insured, sugar. That's why I don't be messing with everybody.
Get your teeth insured. I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Listen, how was your weekend? How was your week? What's happening? Anything new going on with you?
Well, Big Door Prize on Apple TV dropped on Wednesday. It's getting great reviews. People are loving my character, Principal Pat. So please make sure y'all get that Apple TV and go watch Big Door Prize. They're saying it's going to be the new number one comedy, streaming comedy on, and people are loving it right now. Praise This, the movie I'm in with Chloe from Chloe and Haley and Drewski, produced by Will Packer, drops April 7th on Peacock. So they've been promoting that like crazy. This weekend I just slanged some jokes, went to a wedding, kicked the bouquet because I refused to believe that lie and fallacy. And
Okay. You did what to the bouquet?
Oh, it came towards me and I kicked it because you just called me Pele.
are you saying that you're giving up on marriage?
I'm done.
Really?
I'm done.
Wow.
I am going to refocus my life on being that fly ass auntie that just travels the world. When I drop my kid off at college and I'm now an empty nester, honey, there's not going to be a cruise that I am not going to touch. There is not going to be a land I do not touch. You may see me eating berries in Fiji with some coconuts on my breast. I don't give. At this point, I'm living my life. I am done.
I just caught the visual of the coconuts on your breast. That's interesting. Very nice. Very nice.
Done. Okay, I may even go to Gilligan's Island and see if I can find that puppy.
Oh, man. There you have it. Gilligan's Island. So how long before you become an empty nester?
Let's see. I have seven years.
You know, number seven means complete. So that's good.
Exactly.
Oh, man. You ready?
In 7 years, this boy is going to be going on with his life, whether it be college, military, or whatever dream he has, mommy will support. But I will be an empty nester. He will be 18. He ain't got to leave the house because I ain't on that tip. I got to kick my kid out when they turn 18. I'm going to make sure my kid is set up lovely so he ain't walking
into my debt
and struggle. Yeah. But knowing the way my kid is built, oh, he probably going to be trying to get the hell out of here at 17. So,
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be an empty nester and just going to be me and my little dogs. And you're going to be seeing all these pictures like, man, did you see Coke in Iceland, Negro? This was in Iceland.
In Iceland. That's funny. Okay.
Love is overrated. Give me loyalty.
Wow. You know what? I am totally shocked about your philosophy.
Really?
You know why? Because, you know, you have prosecuted me for the lifestyle I've lived, and now you've joined my life. You know,
First of all, I'm not out here to be community bully. Okay.
I'm not community booty or community whatever. I'm not built like that, Jeff.
You know what I'm saying? My homeboy was in my ear last night and he was like, sis, you just need to have you a dude for every day of the week. Just have you a dude for just the stuff. Just have you a dude. Just kick it. Just have some dudes in rotation. Kick it, you know, kick it homies. But kick it homies still gonna want booty and I ain't about to be screwing no seven dudes. Are you high?
No, you can't screw seven. Listen. See, that's the misconception. You know, that's the misconception. You're not screwing seven dudes. Okay. Mm-hmm. You are only dealing with sexually at this stage, maybe one or two. Two is the max, maybe. Okay. But you have to spread it out. So if you sleep with one guy consistently and the other guy's like the side dude or the other option, you know, you might get him a little taste, you know, maybe. A month later, maybe 2 months later, or some, you know, whatever.
I'm built different. Them days of me out here screwing with no feelings, that stopped at about 32, man. I'm an emotional being, okay? Like, I'm too close to heaven or hell. I need to get my life right, bro.
Listen, it's not living dirty.
You realize how close I'm to an obituary at this point? I can't be out here living dirty. I'm trying to get this home.
No. It's the truth makes you free. Listen, if you're honest, they respect it.
No, I'm honest as doo-doo, but I mean, I have noticed that even men my age, I don't know, like... Like, they honest as doo-doo, man. Because doo-doo is honest. It stink. It gets us stuck on your shoes.
Yeah, it does.
Staying out, you know, honest as doo-doo is honest. But yeah. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it used to be, you know, you would get a grown man and a grown man would do grown man things. But a lot of these grown men do young boy things. Like if you meet a grown man in his late 40s and you're like, well, look, you know, I'm just trying to have a good time, but I'm really not trying to be on that intimate. Oh, okay. He don't call you no more because his whole point was booty. And I'm like, dude, you take medication. You might want to find a companion.
So you're saying that a guy is attracted to you.
Well, you got to understand, Jeff, I ain't trying to be cocky or nothing, honey, but I'm a platinum notch on somebody being post. You can turn on any channel.
Hey,
you can turn any channel and he can say, yo, dog, I hit that. I ain't trying to get that out to everybody. Everybody don't get that privilege.
I know, that's right. I mean, I understand. I feel the same way about a lot of dudes
come at me because they want to be able to have bragging rights.
I feel the same way about someone that comes to women. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I feel like I'm the platinum of the Jeff Brown show. You feel me? So when women see me...
Yeah, but you don't hold it back. You give it away freely. What are you talking about?
Hey, let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me say
Jeff
this.
Is
let
for everybody.
This.
That should be your hashtag.
That's his slogan. Jeff is for everybody.
Jeff is for everybody.
I think I'm gonna run for city council and use that slogan.
You need to. That should be your slogan. Jeff Brown for everybody.
Yeah. I think I should take
you get Jeff and you get Jeff and you get some Jeff and you get some.
That's gonna be my new political. It's gonna be my new political campaign slogan.
But Jeff for everybody.
Jeff Brown for everybody. You're gonna see Jeff in pictures with Asian women, black women, Latin women, special
all
needs
of
women.
Them.
He don't
all
give a
them.
Damn.
Damn, special needs. What kind of person do you take me for? Damn. I have limitations, okay? I do have morals.
Jeff, if that special needs girl had a fat booty, you would just tell everybody, yo, she just sleep.
I'd be like, I can't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. Now, I have my liberty.
Man, if she got a banging body, Jeff, we're considering. Don't even lie.
I would not consider.
I see dudes holler at midgets because their booty's fat. Don't play with me.
Listen,
you know,
I am.
Y'all will try.
Special needs.
If the body is right, that's why.
No, let me tell you something. I gotta make this disclaimer right now.
What?
Special needs and little people are not qualified. Okay.
Little people.
I don't refer to them as midgets.
Okay, if you met a beautiful little person, she had a nice body, beautiful, she was a little person, you're going to discriminate because she little.
It's not discrimination. It's just not my type.
Tucker, you know he lying. You know
he's going. I'm being honest.
He's 6 foot. He act like he's 6 foot, Darby.
I'm 5'10".
Right now.
I'm 5'10".
You having a whole lot of Shaquille O'Neal energy right now, and I need you to look in the mirror.
Listen, okay. I'm 5'10" and strong, okay? And I'm saying that, listen, that's just not
5'10", okay? But anyway, but look what I'm saying.
I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10". It's on my driver's license. I'm 5'10", and I'm medically...
I can tell them I'm 120 pounds on mine. Don't mean it's true. But...
hey, listen, I'm just saying, you know,
right? Okay.
People who have medical situations such as, you know, women like... Now, all jokes aside, I will not do that. And then little people, let little people be with little people. That's how I feel about that. So, you know. Yeah, I think
sometimes little people be with big people though. You ain't never seen that, especially Instagram model midgets.
Listen, you know what, Darvio? I've seen it, and I don't understand it for the life of me. Yeah. I don't understand it for the life of me, Darvio.
Why you
know, what did it? Listen, man. Listen,
you go. You go in the comments of some of their posts, you see brothers like, hold on, hear me out.
Man, I be like, and then, you know, it's the angle of the camera, though, that they be trying to see. I learned a long time ago with the angles of the cameras, how women be, you know, trying to, you know, get certain angles so you can see, oh, okay, yeah, she boo boo. Mm-hmm. And then when you see that full body shot, you be like, oh, hell no. So I get it. These guys, if they like them, great. God bless you. Me, I already know what I got going on. So listen, with that said, we got more hot topics coming up. Matter of fact, we're going to hear from the Hat himself again. I didn't get a chance to ask him about his week. So we're going to hear about how the Hat, none other than Reverend Duron, how his weekend was going. And we got more hot topics. Hey, listen, we'll be right back. Go subscribe right now, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll be right back with more of the Jeff Brown Show. Y'all on some trash. I'll be right back.
Okay.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
All right, and we're back. Listen, man, Coco and Darby on some trash today. I want to let y'all know. And, what in the hell happened to Coco? She gone. Okay, she'll be right back. But anyway, meanwhile, I ain't get a chance to talk to you, bro, and introduce you. I already know, man, this is my bro, Darvio. How was your weekend, man? We calling the Hat. What's happening, bro? Well, how was your weekend, man?
Pretty good, man. Slow motion, man. One of my homeboys, one of my childhood friends, he's out of state now, but he was back in town this weekend, so... You know, kicked it with my homie a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it was a slow motion, man. Just other than that, man, I just chilled. And this was a WrestleMania weekend, so watched a little bit of WrestleMania too.
You watched WrestleMania this weekend?
I sure did.
How was that?
Man, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And I don't know if you heard it or not, but
yeah, they're selling to Endeavor. To Endeavor, their parent company.
Well, what Endeavor's doing, Endeavor is taking WWE and UFC and merging them into a separate company. That's going to be worth like
$9.3 billion.
WWE is worth $9 billion. UFC is worth $12 billion. So they're taking them two and combining them into a brand new company going to be worth over $20 million. $20 billion.
Are they gonna have UFC player UFC fighters fighting the WWE fighter, or are they gonna keep it separate?
Wait a minute, that's two different. That's mixed martial arts and wrestling.
Yeah, they merged. Yep,
Vince McMahon's UFC's
parent company bought WWE today for $9.3 billion.
Yeah, $9.3 billion,
and they're merging it with UFC. And spinning it off to another company where it's going to be worth $20 billion.
That's crazy. So they've pretty much cornered the whole sports.
Like combat sports.
Only
thing they don't have is boxing. And I heard they was trying to buy Premier Boxing Champions too.
What about that new sport they got called Slap? What is it called? Slap?
Well, you know, you... UFC owns that. Dana White was the one who started that. Have y'all seen any of that?
I just see the clips, man. I follow
it. They just slapping somebody.
Hey, man, listen, the way some of these people get slapped and they face be swole and disconfigurated, I would be like, damn. Like,
I'm
some
curious
people
to find out. Coco, we got to find out what the price was for the TV rights for that. How much they made to just have people on TV slapping each other.
I know. Well, they guess got what? Insurance or something, because that used to be a game in the hood. That used to be like
slap boxing, right?
Yeah. It's an actual event. Like, is it going to be in the Olympics?
It could. Hey, man, the way these people slapping the shit out of each other, I guess he might need to make the Olympics. It'd be all kind of war going on between. It'd be World War III with the way these people getting slapped in their face, man.
Absolutely. Give
me power slap. That's the name of it. Power slap.
Yeah, power slap. Yeah, power slap. Yeah, slap out of you.
Wow. I'm Googling it real quick. Power slap TV deal.
That's what slap you.
Right. Slap
you. You know, that's like, you know, now they're giving it away, man. You know what? When two people get into it at the bar, no, man, meet me on power slap. Anybody go to jail for you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So this doesn't have the prices, but this was like when they first announced it or whatever. Mm-hmm. It said they secured a television deal with TBS for an 8-episode series. You know, they're not doing it for free. Says the episodes will be 1 hour in length with casting already begun. It comes weeks after the events were sanctioned by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. The series, there's going to be weight classes and all that. Like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's like a heavyweight slapping a lightweight. Come on, man.
I'm good on that. See, I can't do that and remain in my right mind. You slap me, and if something clicks, and now I'm fighting everybody in the room. So it's like, I can't. That's not the sport for me. I'm gonna go ahead and try some of this pickleball and see how that works.
but the way they slapping each other though, Coco. Oh, I mean, sometimes these guys fall out and they get like a
discombobulated. They don't know.
They got like a mini stroke or something. They hands freeze up. They fingers get stiff. Like they going to rigor mortis or something. I'd be like, man, hold on, man. Get that. Nope.
Something in me activates among it with a slap. And I would forget that I'm on this show. And then you would talk trash to everybody.
And they let them talk trash, though. They let them talk trash.
So you know what's crazy? What? 220,000 people in an episode was watching this.
I believe it. Yeah. So hey, guess what, man? Hey, sports entertainment.
And UFC. the finale generated over 3 million views online. Like,
wow. Okay. Wow.
Look at Coco. Okay.
That's all I can say is wow.
I love because of what you do in this business, Coco, I would just love your thoughts on that.
What? On the slap thing?
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, people out here, it proves to me once again that people, there's no bounds and no limits to what people will do to be famous.
Yeah.
Make money.
Yeah. Make money, be famous, whatever.
How much money because they win when they
I'm going to let
they
you rattle my brain.
Yeah. So I wonder how much money they get when they become a heavyweight. You know, I wonder how much money the champion makes when they win.
Creed 3, how did y'all feel?
Who? Creed? I haven't seen it yet. I need to go see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You know, while you're talking about that, you know, the young brother who's in the movie with Michael B. Jordan. He's going through some legal stuff right now.
Jonathan Majors. Yeah.
Jonathan Majors, he's going through
with these pinky toes. These pinky toes don't be on the assignment.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his name.
See the bag about to get fumbled. She want to scream all kinds of abuse, and then she realized the bag about to get fumbled. Now she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I was tripping. Oh, it's too late now, you know. They saw a white woman in distress. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I think it's sad that, but we live in a country, in a society, mm-hmm. that our people work hard. We work hard. We do what we do. When we arrive to the point to enjoy the fruits of our labor, it's always a hater. It's always somebody somewhere looking to destroy what we work for. And like I said, I don't know all the details about the situation.
What irritates me, Jeff, is that, okay, now all of a sudden, all these people want to come out to woodwork and say this man has always been violent.
Yeah, it's just kind
of
like,
where was all this energy before?
Before, right. That's what I'm talking about.
All of a sudden now you want to jump on the bandwagon that the man has always been violent. He's always had a temper. Okay, where were you at 3 weeks ago before this happened? But now all of a sudden you want to be part of
the bandwagon. I agree. That's the problem. And that's the problem I got with this. So we see, and I say this all the time, in this country, in this society, especially this country, we see it often, right? They pick and choose. People pick and choose. They pick and choose. People pick and choose who's guilty, who's innocent, who they feel is worthy, who they feel is unworthy. And it's like, damn, man. You know?
It's the court of public opinion, brother. It's the court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, dude was winning. Yeah, dude's a little quirky. He a little different. You know, he went. You know, he's a little different. We know this. But that doesn't mean he's abusive. That doesn't mean, and who doesn't have somewhat of a temper? Some have it, know how to control it, some don't. But my thing is, you know, I just feel like all people now that went to school with him and all this all want to come out the woodwork saying he always been this way. I was wondering when they was gonna say something. And I'm thinking, okay, you're acting real bandwagonish right now. Mm-hmm. Because right. I'm like, where was all this energy? And don't say, well, I didn't want to say anything, or I was afraid, or I was traumatized. Look, let me tell you something. With the way women are singing now, when they are abused immediately afterwards, I'm sorry. At this point, they have made it a safe space for you to come forward and say someone abused you out the gate. You don't have to wait two decades to say anything. It is a safe space. We all know this. So I don't like that. When people just jump on this bandwagon and now all people want to come out the woodwork saying, yeah, me too. Because I don't trust it. Everybody will do anything for fame and money at this point.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, me neither. Well, listen, we'll be right back with more hot topics and discussions.
Real quick, Jeff. I just want to tell y'all this. So y'all heads are going to explode because I was still researching here. According to Dana White, Power Slap is worth over $100 million.
Just to smack somebody. Wow.
I just, okay, let me get my coffee.
You got to get your coffee?
I'm going to go drink coffee on that.
Your coffee worth $100
million? No, but I'm just saying to think that I could have, you know, made $100 million slapping my ex-husband. You know how much money I could make.
Oh, man. Hey, well, listen, you can still go on there, Coco.
Mm-hmm.
Invite him.
Can you find him?
We got Skip Tracers. Listen, we'll find him. We'll be right back with more Jeff Brown Show.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
And we're back Don't slap nobody. Listen, man, I love our show because we tackle everything. Nothing is off the table.
Not a thing.
Nothing is off the table. Man, we've motivated some people from Sacramento all the way to Sierra Leone to smack the out of somebody.
That's right. $100 million. They started with a $10 million investment, too, by the way.
That's crazy. A 90 million evaluation of that. Man, that's crazy. Wow, yep. That's crazy. Well, listen, I want to get into something a little lighter. I want to talk about Black China. Black China, the social media OnlyFans page model of also known as the mother of Rob Kardashian's kids. Tiger, whatever his name is.
Oh, Tiger. Yeah.
Anyway. She's turned over a new leaf. She found Jesus. She was baptized. She has altered her body to her natural state. And I, you know what? I want to give her a big shout out. I want to shout her out because, you know what? When you make that change spiritually and you're walking, and you know, she even deleted her OnlyFans page that was bringing in 2 million. Yearly. I'm kind of know about that one, but God forgive me. But listen, but she did that. She went all the way in with this commitment. And to me, that's what it's all about. What are you willing to do to commit to your belief in your faith? And I got to give a girl a big shout out, you know, to what she's doing. Her name is Angela White. I mean, that's what she wants to be addressed as. She don't want to be addressed as her former stage name, Black China. I mean, so she's really focusing on her family and God. And I just want to give her a big shout out, you know, on that.
That's her right. I think she looks amazing. She's a beautiful girl. And, you know, it just shows that. I pray that this shows these young girls out here, these ones that are altering
out of control,
young age, trying to emulate what's not real, will realize that, honey, be you, do you. It takes more strength to walk around as yourself than to walk around as bits and pieces of somebody else. I'm giving her props. You know, her mother need Jesus more than anything, because Jesus.
Maybe that's why she turned over a new leaf, you know, so she can be an example to her mother and her family.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to a dog. I didn't mean to say it on the phone. I'm
like, what's she talking about, man? Her mama needs Jesus too.
No, she does. I mean, I'm sorry, the dog was doing something. Excuse me before I kick this little dog. You'll hear. Okay. But no, you know, it's like her mama's on this old hate crap about the Illuminati, and she's doing this as a press stunt. Okay, you know what? Girlfriend, maybe if you go somewhere and get your life right, because you looking like you have been laid up on them black and miles and dark liquor for way too long. You need to be giving your daughter support in this. I mean, I pray that it's a new leaf. I just hope it shows these young girls that you ain't got to walk around here looking like Skeletor and one of the Thundercats to get a man to watch you.
Right. I agree. And I just, again, big shout out to her and her endeavor in this walk. On another positive note, Teyana Taylor is set to play Dionne Warwick in a new biopic.
Best casting ever.
Oh, man. So we're looking forward to that. So big shout out to Teyana Taylor doing it up. You know what? She looks like Dionne Warwick, though. I mean, I think that was a good matchup.
That's going to be great. Not unlike Zoe Saldana as Nina Simone.
I like Zoe Saldana. You know, she's pretty.
About that. Yeah. I'm still upset about that.
I ain't going to say that.
I'm still upset.
Well, Coco's upset about that. I'm having a good day. Coco, you having a good day? Darby, you having a good day?
Honey, I'm having a great day. If I can get my dog, I'm trying to chew my carpet.
You may have to go take him for a while. Hey, but listen, after that part of the show, listen, we had a lot of dialogue. It was just fun being back with the fam. Listen, what did y'all learn today before we get out of here? What's up? Coco, what did you learn today?
Loyalty over love till I die.
Loyalty over love till you die. Darby, what did you learn today?
That you want a midget stripper for your birthday.
You know what I learned today? That Darville promote midget strippers. Listen, we love y'all. God loves you.
What did you learn today, Jeffrey?
Know what I learned? I did. I just told you. Darville is in the little people business. So listen, he's You see, he's got the hat on, Coco. You see it, don't you? So listen. The best promoter money can buy. All little people. He got the database of the little people models.
Oh my God. Okay.
We're gonna see Darvio promoting little people sandwiches and t-shirts.
Oh, he's gonna get a whole slider business.
Yeah, he's gonna have a whole. So Darvio is the Don King of little people. Listen, we love you. I love you. And there's nothing in the world you can do about it. Make sure you guys go subscribe right now, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or on Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, on your favorite listening device. We love you. God loves you. We'll talk to you in a minute. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.